It's a very complicated issue. And yet, in some ways, it's a very straightforward issue. It's about land and two peoples with two histories who disagree about whose right it is to be where. I don't have an answer. Some of the best minds in the country and in the world don't have answers. What I decided I could do, as Adrienne Rich says, we must use what we have to invent what we desire. And what I desired for me and my own ethical being was for the occupation to stop and for there to be two states for two peoples to live in peace and security side by side. Whether that will ever happen, I don't know, but I did create this so I could live with myself. There are many people, both Palestinians and Israelis, working for change and for justice, working together and working independently. You saw Hannah Barag from the Maxim Watch elder women's group who go to the checkpoints as a protective presence for Palestinians. That's just one group. There's Breaking the Silence, which is veterans of the Israeli army who will no longer remain silent, although the government is trying to silence them. And we have two witnessings in the exhibition from them, and there's also two videos to watch. There is a school in Jerusalem called Yad Bayad, which means hand in hand. And to me, it seems the answer, or one of the answers, certainly. It's from kindergarten up to the 12th grade. And there's two teachers in each classroom. One speaks Hebrew, one speaks Arabic. The classes are all taught in two languages. They learn each other's histories and cultures. They celebrate or not celebrate each other's holidays, but they learn about them. And who you see on the screen is Yael Kinan, an Israeli, and Arin Nashef, a Palestinian Israeli, a Jewish Israeli, Palestinian Israeli. And I went to the school and I taught a creative writing and social action class there, and I met the students. And then afterwards, I interviewed them. And there is an interview on the laptops at the back. And this is the poem that came out of it. So what? The idea right there in plain sight, obvious as breathing with a hat on, though few of their Israeli and Palestinian neighbors and friends and cousins could see it, their eyes cataracted with fear. But for Arin and Yael in the first grade, it was easy. Teachers filled the classrooms with Arabic and Hebrew, and so what? They had no words to talk to each other. They used their hands, wrapped books together, ate figs and pomegranates together, played ball together under the olive trees. So what if they disagreed and agreed all the way up the ladder of grades? They learned each other's languages and listened, didn't they? Heard with their ears and toes and rows of desks, cluttered and spattered with their complicated lives. They spoke, didn't they? They understood, their arms around each other's waists. And their words rose with the years. We don't blame each other for the adults' mistakes. We are sisters. Thank you.